Today, the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to two researchers. Takaaki Kajita of Japan and Arthur MacDonald of Canada won for showing that particles called neutrinos have mass. NPR's Jeff Brunfield has more on the win.
When Arthur MacDonald got the call from Stockholm, he gave his wife a hug, he spoke to his mom and texted his kids. The only person he couldn't tell was his dad.
My father unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. I'm actually wearing a sweater that was his, which is my way of dealing with that. He would love to be here today.
That's very sweet. Was he a physicist?
No, he was an accountant, but a very good one.
MacDonald has devoted his career to studying neutrinos. Neutrinos are fundamental particles, and billions, even trillions of them, are streaming through your body right now. They pass right through you like you're not even there. Neutrinos are so hard to see.
You have to build a detector the size of a 10-story building in order to observe one an hour.
You heard that right. A building-sized detector will see just one little neutrino in an hour. MacDonald and the other winner made a big discovery in separate detectors on opposite sides of the planet. These detectors are isolated deep underground in abandoned mines. Joe Licken, who's deputy director of the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory, says these are some of the oddest labs in the world.
You walk down a tunnel, and then all of a sudden there's a door. You walk through the door, and you're in a modern science lab where the walls are clean, and there's electronics, and there's an espresso machine, and there's Wi-Fi. It's really surreal. It's a strange feeling.
What's even stranger is what today's prize winners found 15 years ago. There are different kinds of neutrinos, and the scientists were counting them by type. They knew how many of each type they should find, but the numbers just didn't add up. The only possible explanation was the neutrinos were changing from one type to another.
And this is really quite remarkable when you think about it, because we do believe neutrinos are elementary particles, and it almost seems like a contradiction to say that one elementary particle can turn into a different elementary particle. It's very mysterious that that can happen at all, and it wasn't believed until we had definitive evidence of it.
There's another reason nobody believed it. For neutrinos to change type, the laws of physics say they have to have mass. But the best theories at the time predicted neutrinos were weightless. In other words, these experiments showed the best theories were wrong. Even today, the U.S. and other countries are still conducting experiments to figure out what's going on.
We're close to breaking through, I think, to the next level.
As for Nobel winner Arthur MacDonald, now that he's told his family, he's got a few more phone calls to make to the other physicists who he worked with.
The total number of people who were authors on the physics papers that we published were 277.
MacDonald says he's not yet sure how to divvy up the prize money, but he's looking forward to celebrating with them. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.